Daniel said, you shouldn't have to join a church just to use a text editor. And that makes sense, but it shouldn't make sense. So I'm going to say something else that shouldn't make sense, but makes sense. Just as much. Here it is. You've been waiting. You shouldn't have to join a church in order to join a church. Okay? I know, I told you that it didn't make sense, but it made sense. I warned you. Look, I'm over here in Taiwan, and I'm looking at baptisms. I've got a buddy, he became Christian, and he's absolutely fed up with the Sunday morning scene. It's disgusting. The pastor's a boss. They don't grow. I mean, it's just what Jesus said. You crawl over land and sea to make one proselyte, and when you finally get the convert, proselyte, whatever, when you finally make a convert, you make him just as much a son of hell as you are. That's what Jesus said to the Pharisees. They heap all these burdens on the people with all these rules. And in Taiwan, it's all about building their little culture, and the pastor is this mini king and very bossy, arrogant know-it-all, hard to survive. It's hard to breathe at work. You know, Taiwan wants to bring in the Taiwan special, my life from Taiwan. Taiwan wants to bring all this foreign talent into Taiwan. It still hasn't occurred to them that the way to get people from outside Taiwan to want to work in Taiwan is to make it not quite so difficult, shall we say, to work in Taiwan. Bosses are incredibly overbearing. It's weird. And pastors in Taiwan are very much the same way. And this guy doesn't want to put up with that in order to learn about Jesus. Who can blame him? I mean, probably one of the biggest reasons why people aren't Christians in Taiwan is because the pastors are there. They're like the boss. And that goes back to it. Sunday morning is great when it's a want and not a need. But once it becomes an obligation, it's something you've got, you're supposed to do, it becomes a mess. That's when all the abuses happen. Okay, but that's another discussion. So I'm over here, and I had a friend actually connected with Bethel up in Redding, California. A friend, I met him in Taiwan. He was an English teacher years ago. He's familiar with the unfortunate Sunday morning scene I'm talking about. He's less apt to speak up than I am, so I took flack and he didn't. I make a difference and he didn't, but he saw it. He told me, I had a friend here in Taiwan that became Christian, another one, and my friend says, have you baptized him? I said, no. He says, you should go baptize him. I said, yeah, that's a good point. This guy's from Reading, you know, learns from Bill Johnson. Great, great. He's Christian. Go baptize him. Okay, so here's the thing. So I'm talking with these other Christians over here in Taiwan. Yeah, my buddy's going to show up this week, and we're going to go down to the beach, and I'm going to baptize him. And you go, wait a minute, don't you think that should be done in the church? I'm like, yeah, we're the church. You know, there's only one. He goes, no, there's not only one. Church is plural. I said, no, church is singular. There's only one of those, at least per city. You know, you could see the church of this city or that city, but it's still, it's the cities that are plural, not the church. So it's also, you know, what is it? UIC, University of Illinois at Chicago. It's the same University of Illinois, but it's at Chicago. I think Ferris State University in Michigan even has a Ferris State University campus at Grand Rapids. So, you know, universities will have a campus at another location, but it's one university. That's the church. It's the church at Detroit, or the church at Chicago, or the church at Leroy, which is a city, for those of you in Reed Rapids who need to hear me say what everybody else already knows. So you shouldn't have to join a church in order to join the church. I said a church the last time, but you shouldn't. You know, baptizing someone doesn't mean that the baptizer is a pastor or teacher. It only means that the person doing the baptism is a Christian. You don't baptize someone in the name of your church or in the name of your teaching. You baptize them in the name of Jesus. The rabbi's students would baptize in the name of the rabbi. Jesus' disciples were baptizing, and the people being baptized were, quote unquote, being baptized by Jesus, though it wasn't actually Jesus doing the baptizing, it was the disciples, because the disciples of the rabbi, the teacher, can baptize on behalf of the teacher, and then it's considered the teacher doing the baptizing. So you baptize in Jesus' name. It's like Jesus baptized the person. We wouldn't really say that I baptized the person. We could say, I mean, I did the motions. But if I take my friend down to the beach, I say, because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And he, you know, comes back up out of the water all soaking wet. I could say I performed the baptism, but I didn't really baptize him in the meaningful sense. Jesus baptized him. Because that's all that means. You're Christian, you get baptized. It's not complicated. And we don't need to add this rigmarole. We don't need to add, well, we've got to be careful who we baptize. No! He professes Jesus, he's baptized. It means no more than that. It requires no more than that. If you believe in Jesus, you get to be baptized. You probably should. You know, and I don't want to get into the theology of it all, but baptism is simply for someone who's Christian. That's it. You don't have to join a church to get baptized. And frankly, you shouldn't have to join a church in order to join the church. There's one church and it's the members of the people who believe in Jesus. Now, if you've got a little club of some kind, you've got a group, you've got a membership and you do stuff together, okay, all right, have your tests and quizzes and you're joining, you know, starting to use Emacs in order to join your church, go ahead. Fine. Do that. You know, the other thing about this, I think I need to rant about this. I was just on the Bible Hermeneutics site for Stack Exchange. Guy asked a question in John 3, I don't know, what was it? John 3:15. Jesus, why did Jesus say we to Nicodemus? And I got to looking and I looked into it, and Jesus is talking about him and his disciples and probably John the Baptist. Now, the important thing, though, is that Nicodemus knew who we was when Jesus said to Nicodemus, we testify to what we really know. You, it's just a theory. That's kind of what Jesus is saying. We get confused by the we when we read that. Who's the we Jesus is talking about? The passage doesn't say. Nicodemus and Jesus knew who the we was. And that wasn't their focus. Their focus was on the fact of what Jesus was saying. Me and my crew, my disciples, the people with me, John the Baptist, we talk about stuff we've done, we've seen, we know this stuff. This isn't some theory. You, it's just a theory, Nicodemus. That's what Jesus is saying. That he speaks from real encounter. Likewise, when Daniel Meisler was getting to the end after he made his, you shouldn't have to join a church in order to use a text editor, brilliant, dazzling statement in his dazzling article. He says, it's not the text editor you should be focused on. It's the content. It's what you produce with it. Remember, J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter author, writes longhand. And George R.R. Martin, the guy that does Game of Thrones, Song of Ice and Fire, he writes using WordStar 4.0 in DOS. It's not the I mean, most people use Microsoft Word. It's not me. No. I made my own. I made my own text editor in order to write watch Dan Prairie 365. Just, you know, I'm a programmer, so I wrote my own. Yeah. What editor did you use? I wrote my own. It's available at the Pink Write GitHub repo. It does the word counts. So pinkwrite.com/PWC, I think. It's about the content. It's not about who baptizes you. It's not about doing it in the church so you have witnesses. Do it in public so that non-Christians see what you're doing, man. Baptism is for the beach. Doing baptism in the church where there aren't non-Christians to see what's going on? No, when I baptized Royu, I took him down to the beach and I stood there and this lady's watching from a little ways back from behind some other people, and she realized what was going on and she just starts clapping. There was a Christian there who was witnessing it. See, God provided the Christian witness. And then you had these non-Christians that wonder what's going on. What would happen if Christians just baptized themselves in public? Without making a big churchy thing about it. Just, hey, we'll baptize you. Go down there. And it, wouldn't that, yeah, you know, why not? You want to talk about, you know, going viral? You know, not that that's the marketing goal, because we're all about marketing, but it's not about who baptized you or the format you did it in. It's about the content of your life that comes after you've been following Jesus. This is a great early Taiwan special I did this week. Love you and see you tomorrow, I suppose, or whatever the later date will be. I gotta shut this off.